Oh, you are so cute. Were you humming along? Hey, what's going on? Nothing. Oh, what's going on, Munchkin? No, I'm just doing some work and also being annoying. Yeah, that is sometimes really annoying and embarrassing. I'm glad you don't think I'm embarrassing yet. No, don't worry, that's years away. When you're much older and you're in your teen years and you want a boyfriend, and dad's gonna be not cool anymore. He's gonna be the opposite of cool, and you won't want to hang out with him or come into the room and see what he's doing. Did mom send you in here? Yeah. What did she send you for? To find out what I want to eat. Ooh, that's a hard one. I guess you have to tell mom that I am starving, and that I very much want any kind of food. Whatever she would make me would be lovely. Literally anything. Yes, spaghetti and meatballs sound great. You know how I feel about pizza. Chinese food. Yeah, you really. If I ever had any doubts that you were my child, they're all been alleviated in this very moment. Alleviated. It's like, God, I don't know. Yeah, trying to define words for you is so hard. You want to come sit? Come here. Come on, sit down. Let's do some Googling. Let's find out how I want to define alleviated for you. Alleviated. So, alleviated comes from the word alleviate. Make suffering, deficiency, or problem less severe. So it's like reducing my a fear of mine. No, I had never had any doubts here. No, you're mine. I know you're mine. What is that? Yeah, you don't want to be stuck in the house all day? I know, baby. I'm sorry. I know. We literally, when I finish this up, we can go out and we can. I mean, I don't know about putt-putt, but we can. At least we'll go for a drive around because I know your mom's been antsy. She's been real antsy to get out of the house, and I get that. I mean, I have been too. Yeah. We'll have to do it after we get food, or after your mom makes food. Yeah. I doubt it's gonna be Chinese food, just from my knowledge of being alive. So it's not gonna be Chinese food. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to disappoint you. I know it's not gonna be Chinese food. But it's probably gonna be, if I had to guess, I think spaghetti and meatballs is probably your first instinct was the right one. It's probably gonna be spaghetti and meatballs. You gotta promise you're not gonna make a mess though. Pinky promise? Cross your heart? Okay, good. Oh no, don't worry, it's fine. We have messy genes in our family. I mean, we have messy genes and we also have messy genes. This is true. We have two sets of messy genes. Oh, please, please never grow up. Stay this age forever, where you'll laugh at all my jokes and I'm still a superhero. Oh, don't say that. You're gonna make me cry because you're so sweet. Oh, it's okay. All right, go run off and tell your mom what I want. Yeah. Okay, and then once I'm done, we will go for a drive, I promise. Pinky promise. Come here, Munchkin. Okay, go. Go. Yeah? What is it, baby? No, she came in and she took my order. I'm I figured we're getting spaghetti. Yeah. Oh, well, come here. Oh. Yeah. Just. It's almost. I'm almost done. It's just like this is literally it, and then done. For today, and then tomorrow I have like a whole other set of things, and you know how that goes. Yeah. Taught her a new word today. You're probably gonna hear it all day today. Yeah. How did you know? Has she tried using it already? you told me you wanted to help improve their vocabulary, so I'm just teaching them big words, all right? It's not my fault. Yeah, it's, oh man, she's just, I really hope she uses alleviate correctly. Like, we're gonna drop her off, and she's gonna use alleviate so incorrectly all the time, and the teacher's gonna be like, why is she using this word all over the place? And then I won't, oh god, we've had so many weird parent-teacher things already. It's not my fault. I just speak. I speak to them like they're adults, and I probably shouldn't. Oh, I know. I heard that the food's on the way. I heard that there was talk of food. Yeah. Oh. Yes, please. I'm so hungry, baby. You have no idea. I legitimately, my stomach's like consuming itself. Oh yeah. Oh my god, that sounds so good. I'm for some reason I was told that Chinese food might have been on the table. Not literally, like in a figurative sense. Yeah. Oh no, it's okay. It's no disappointment. We'll just get Chinese food later. Oh, because you can't bring up Chinese food to me and not get me Chinese food. That feels what is the word? Cruel, perhaps? I think it's cruel and unusual punishment. Yeah. I'm glad you see me and you understand my needs. I love you. Yeah. No, just happy. Yeah, even working, I'm happy because, like, it's to provide for, like, this perfect life that we have. It really is a perfect life. It's so great. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna finish this up. Once I'm done, I'll come out and get food. She promised she wouldn't make a mess, though. I mean, well, I'll see it when I'll believe when I see it. I guess, you know. Oh, we have messy jeans, baby. I told you. When you married me, you knew they were messy jeans. All right. Yeah, love you too, baby. Love you too.